Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You never know who you're going to run into here at 345 Hudson. And Boomer's always looking for someone to talk hockey with. So yeah. Tom Green's in the hallway. He's at Caroline's coming up this weekend. And he's here with us for a couple minutes. Tom, what's happening, man?
Great to be here. Yeah, I was at the Rangers game last night. Good game.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. It was a good game. It's not a good game. Come on. I mean, plus it's a preseason game, so it doesn't really matter. And plus our goalie's not off to a good start. But as I would always say, like even in preseason football,
yeah,
if Eli Manning threw 5 interceptions in their first game, I don't care. Doesn't matter. It's just all about getting back out there and getting used to it. But I was happy to hear that you were here, and I didn't realize you were at Caroline's. You got 2 shows Friday and 2 shows Saturday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great being in New York doing stand-up.
Now. How many shows do you do a year?
Probably a couple hundred, I'd
Is
say.
Is there really that many?
Yeah, I'm on tour pretty much every weekend. I'm out there, and I'm you know, fortunate enough to be able to go all around the world. I did shows in, you know, all over England and Australia this year, and Israel for the first time.
Wow.
So Scandinavia, mostly in the U.S. though.
I mean, do the Scandinavians actually laugh at you?
Not
as
much.
I didn't think so.
They're not as outgoing as the New Yorkers.
Yeah, the sun doesn't come out much over there. You know, and that's usually what happens. So at the end of the day, you're from Canada. Where are you living now?
I live in Los Angeles, and I've been living in Vegas part-time, too, because I do a residency at Harrah's Casino in Las Vegas. Yeah, but I'm on the road so much. I'm from Ottawa, Canada. Yeah.
Ottawa. So now your show was so crazy and so goofy and so different when it came out. Do you look back on that and say I was a pioneer in a sense, because you really did change a lot of things when it came to reality TV and pushing the limits? And you were the first guy that I actually thought was going to get his ass kicked on television for doing something.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there was the one skit, the Undercutters, where a guy would order a pizza, and then Tom would show up before the regular pizza guy, try to sell the person a pizza for a cheaper price, and then you got chased away with a hammer.
Yeah.
And so things like that to me.
In Long Island.
Was it really?
Yeah, and that was like probably, I think that was one of the first videos we shot for MTV.
Yeah.
When I moved here. And, you know, I'd been doing the show in Canada for a few years. Mm. And now we were shooting in New York, and the first day of shooting in New York, a guy chased me with a hammer, and I said, wow, Americans are different than Canadians.
Especially those of us from Long Island. Both of us are from Long Island.
I mean, it was hilarious.
Totally understand how that could happen.
I mean, he had a toolbox with the toppings, and he was like, what do you want on it? And I just remember, this guy, he's going to get himself killed. And I was a big fan of the show. I actually went to see your movie, Freddy Got Fingered, in the theaters.
Yeah, you were the one.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was the guy, so I've been fascinated with your career, with the fact that the stuff that you do, no one else was doing, and how the hell you convinced people in a corporate office somewhere with money to trust you to make a movie where you swung a baby by the umbilical cord over your head like a lasso.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
Jeez, I kind of wish they hadn't let me do it, to be honest with you.
Really?
No. We've had a good time making that. You know, the show was a hit on MTV. So when you got a hit TV show, it's funny, they let you do almost, you know, the movie studio came to me and said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I'd like to make this crazy movie, and I'd like to write it and direct it. And they said, okay, go ahead and do it. So it's got this cult following now, you know?
Right.
When the movie came out, it was not very well received by the critics.
Of course not, yeah.
But now everywhere I go, people bring that movie up almost daily.
I would say, I wonder, what kind of crowd do you get? We were just talking off the air. We're imagining somewhere between the ages of like 29 and 35, a lot of guys screaming and yelling hell breaking loose.
It's a pretty broad audience, though, because, you know, like I've got, you know, younger people who know the stuff from the internet now, because all the videos are basically flying around YouTube, and they kind of are almost made for YouTube, my show. But you know, I get people in their 40s and 50s at the show too. It's a fun night.
We're talking to Tom Green for a couple minutes on Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. That guy that I watched years ago on that MTV show, I always imagined if I met you, it would be the craziest experience in my life. Like, you'd be going in all sorts of different directions, and I'd be like worried for my own safety. You were nuts. So are you that same guy that made that show then as you are today?
You know, I was always a bit of a character on the show. I used to take that character into interviews with me, like 20 years ago, I probably would have come in here with cheese on my face or something like that and started throwing stuff around. But I kind of stopped doing that because I think you know, it got exhausting. But I bring that character out on stage when I do stand up, but right now I'm just being normal Tom.
Right, okay.
Normal Tom.
Yeah, right. Which is fine, right?
Yeah. Which is easier to do. I was asking our guys, I said, if he comes down here, who are we getting?
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, it's almost like you're bipolar. Am I getting normal Tom or are we getting crazy Tom?
What is it about Canadians, by the way? Because like somehow Canadian humor has always appealed to me. Kids in the Hall, Canadians. Yeah. That was one of my favorite sketch comedy, is my favorite sketch comedy show. I mean, the stuff in the movie that they made was the most bizarre thing you've ever seen. Yeah. Like, there's something about Canadian comedians that is so different than what we have here. And creative is a word that comes to my mind, but also just completely out there, like out of this world. What do you think? Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think we grew up watching a lot of British comedy on Canadian television.
Right, Monty Python. Yeah, right.
Benny Hill was on all day. Like, you know, sure. And, you know, also just the British sensibility is sort of, it's also cold up there, you know?
Right.
So you're just cold and you need to kind of, you know, do something to lighten the mood a little bit. But, I don't know if it's just that there's a whole different media, a whole different British influence. And then I think, you know, because we sort of aren't immediately, you know, you're not immediately aware that we're not American. There's just something off about us Canadians.
Right.
When Americans look at us, they're going, what is it about this guy?
Right.
Something weird about this guy.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
That's why you fit in so well here in Long Island. That's why. You know, interestingly, Ottawa Senator fan?
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
Really? Well, you guys are going to have a tough year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You had a lot of crazy stuff going on up there this year, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You had the wife and the girlfriend of two of the players
getting after each other.
Erik Karlsson wife.
It's a soap opera
was
there.
Going after, I think, was it Mike Stone? Is it Mike? I'm trying to think.
I haven't followed that aspect too closely.
It could be a whole line of, you know, material for you.
But I've been, you know, I've been in, actually, if you look at my Instagram, I had my skates laced up and I had my Golden Knights uniform on last week. I was in Vegas.
There you go.
I live in Vegas part-time doing my show there at Harrah's. And so I was out at the practice facility last week shooting some video with the Golden Knights.
So how did that whole thing, I know they had the shooting out there and all that other stuff before their season opened, and they had a very moving opening night. Did you go to opening night game?
No, I wasn't in Vegas at the time, but I was a few games last year. And you know, I think the whole city, you know, really rallied around the team, and, you know, it was such a horrific thing that happened. And then with the Knights doing so well last year, it really kind of became
So hockey is basically taking hold there.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing,
actually. How about the Raiders? Is there a genuine excitement for the Raiders to come to town?
Yeah, well, you know, you see them. Yeah, there is. Everyone's excited about it. They're building the stadium.
Right.
I see the stadium's coming, and you see it growing every time I go into Vegas. The stadium's a little bit more finished.
What's the one thing in your career that you go back to still to this day and say, that's the funniest thing that I did? Do you have one of those?
You know, well, it's probably some of the pranks I did on my parents, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, I painted their house plaid, and I painted pornography airbrushed on their car.
Yeah, right.
And their reactions. And, you know, I've got a very close relationship with my parents, so... You know, it's always – I think that was a big part of what people liked about the show back in the day.
And they didn't know.
They didn't know.
Right.
And this was before reality TV when I was doing the show. And people didn't really understand that people come up to me and say, are those your real parents? You know, and that was – so I think we kind of laugh about that now together. You know,
so Al Dukes, our producer, also a huge fan. What's that sketch that you love the best?
Well, Tom probably can't hear me without the headphones, but he had a thing called the Samsy where he would go in
– Samsy?
Samsy.
Oh, yeah. The space-aged mobile smokers environment. So we constructed a sort of a plexiglass box on wheels that I would stand inside, and I would walk into restaurants and smoke cigarettes inside my space-aged mobile smokers environment.
Yeah.
And then people would kick me out of the restaurant for smoking. I'd say, "Oh, you can't kick me out. I'm I'm not smoking in the restaurant. All the smoke would stay within the plexiglass
in the
thing.
Yeah, right.
And I'd say I'm in my Samsy. Yeah, I'm in my Samsy.
I mean, how
hard
you,
to explain,
in
actually.
In those moments where people are confronting you, like I'm getting anxiety thinking about this. Like the guy with the pizza and the hammer, the people in these restaurants. Like, was that just natural for you, or did it take a while to build up the courage to do these things? Because it seems difficult.
The idea was to try to create a situation where people were getting really angry at me for something that really – I wasn't really doing anything wrong. Like in the Samsy, I was smoking in the restaurant, but there really wasn't any smoke in the restaurant because I was inside my Samsy, inside this plastic box. Or with the guy with the hammer who was coming after me in the pizza sketch, you know, I was trying to give him a pizza for cheaper, you know, so there's really no reason why he should be mad at me. So that's kind of, I think, always was the goal, was to try to get people confused and flustered for no reason whatsoever.
How about the poop on the microphone?
Yeah.
And people, my favorite, when people wouldn't react to it at all. It was just like, hey, someone's interviewing me, and there might be poop on this microphone, but I don't care because I'm going to be on television.
We put a little bit of poop on the microphone and then interviewed people. And sounds silly, but, you know.
Oh, boy. I would hit you over the head with a hammer. Yeah. That for sure, yes.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, people, I think, especially in, you know, before, you know, cell phones and video that we have now, we're a little bit less media literate back then. So when you pointed a camera at somebody in 1999, they would be pretty nervous to be on camera. And so they wouldn't really notice that there was poop on the microphone. And
it's amazing. Like, I just think about you and then, like, what Sacha Baron Cohen does now. It's like, you know, he'd say that a lot of Americans look at Canadians differently. It's amazing what we can do to some Americans these days. Like, with poop on a microphone, some of the stuff that he gets away with.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, there are some people that just will allow just about anything to happen in certain situations.
Well, Sacha Baron Cohen's doing some amazing stuff right now, and he's, you know, taking it to a whole new place with the political points that he makes. You know, I know the president of the United States. You know, and I know Donald Trump because he fired me on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, that's right.
Right here in New York City.
That. Yes, so, that's right.
Yeah, but let's not talk politics.
Right. Okay.
You know Stormy Daniels.
No, I do not. No.
Okay, great. Well, listen, Tom, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Two shows, Friday and Saturday night at Caroline's. You get your tickets at carolines.com. Go see Tom, and I'm sure it'll be a pretty raucous show.
It's going to be fun. Yes, awesome. Nice. Thank you.
Tom Green on Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.